For many years, women have served alcohol to gamblers in casinos, but they rarely supervised the whole operation. Women now run 4 of Atlantic City's 9 casinos. Some industry officials say that could be the future of the gambling industry. The gambling business Caesars Entertainment hired Jacqueline Grace last week to run the Tropicana Casino as its senior vice president and general manager. She is one of 2 black women running casinos in Atlantic City. She joins Melanie Johnson, who took over leadership of the Borgata this year as its president. Terry Glabacki, CEO of the Ocean Casino Resort, and Carrie Hall, senior vice president and general manager of Bally's, also head casinos in Atlantic City. "I hope I live to see the day where this is not considered news," Johnson said. She added, "It's probably going to be another 10 years before we get all the inequity out of the workforce." The American Gaming Association is the national trade group for the casino industry. It does not keep information about how many U.S. casinos are run by women. Several casino officials and experts, however, say Atlantic City has more women-led casinos than any other area of the country. The women agreed that the number was far less than the number of men who hold those jobs. Several estimated it was about 10%. "I think it speaks to the changes in the gaming industry, which was traditionally very male-oriented over the past few years," said David Schwartz. He is a gambling historian with the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He explained that women were not permitted to deal cards in Nevada casinos until the 1970s. So they had a late start in the industry. Deborah Newton was one of the first craps dealers in Las Vegas at the old Sands Hotel. At the time, her male bosses were not happy and often insulted her. She was so successful, however, that she became a manager. Newton later became a senior vice president at the Wynn and MGM casino companies. She said women executives help employ women. "When women have a seat at the table, the more opportunities we will get," she said. New Jersey began legal casino gambling in 1978. "It opened up new possibilities for women," said Virginia McDowell. She is vice president of Global Gaming Women, which supports women in the gambling industry. "I can think of at least a dozen women trained in Atlantic City who went on to lead very significant careers in the industry," said McDowell. She served as executive vice president of the Trump Casinos in Atlantic City and CEO of Missouri-based Isle of Capri Casinos. Grace of the Tropicana said it is not a surprise that nearly 50% of Atlantic City casinos are run by women. She said the businesses are being thoughtful about a workforce that looks like their communities. Hall, the Bally's general manager in Atlantic City, said she is looking to the future. This is a progression, she said. We want to keep it moving forward. I'm Susan Shand.